All right, we're diving deep today into help desk support tools. I mean, we've all been there, right? Stuck on hold forever trying to reset a password.
Oh, absolutely. Frustrating for everyone involved, for sure.
It is. So today we're looking at MyPass and their approach to help desk solutions.
Okay, sounds good.
We've got their documentation for two solutions, actually. The help desk client and something called the Identity Verification Manager, or IVM for short.
Right.
We're going to break down each one and figure out why you might choose one over the other.
Makes sense. Let's do it.
All right. So first up, the help desk client. Imagine you're a help desk agent and someone calls in totally panicked because they're locked out of their account. What do you do?
Well, the help desk client is all about handling these common issues with the MyPass self-service portal. It gives agents the tools and info they need to get users back on track.
So, like a central hub for all those typical help desk tasks.
Exactly. It starts by giving agents a clear view of the user's situation. You know, pulls up their user details, like a quick snapshot of their account info, contact details, even any linked accounts.
Ah, okay. So no more jumping between different systems just to find basic info. That's got to save a ton of time.
Huge time saver. And then there's enrollment data. Super helpful for those forgotten password situations.
Right.
It can actually be configured to show parts of the answers to the user's security questions, enough to jog their memory, but without compromising security, of course.
Oh, that's smart. Like giving them a little hint without giving away the whole answer. I like it. But what about when it's not a simple password issue? What if the agent needs more info to figure out what's really going on?
Good point. For that, you've got the audit events log.
Okay.
It basically keeps a record of all the user's activity in MyPass. So the agent can see exactly what happened and maybe figure out what led to the issue.
So it's like a digital trail, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Like a breadcrumb trail.
Okay, that makes sense. And I'm seeing some other options here, too. Assign help desk PIN, reset password, even unlock AD account and MyPass account. Can you walk us through those?
Sure. Let's say a user is completely locked out. The help desk client lets agents assign a temporary PI. It's like a side door to get back into their account without needing the password.
Oh.
And then there's reset password, pretty self-explanatory. The agent can create a new password and send it to the user securely.
Got it. So that covers the password stuff. But what about when someone's entire account is locked? Not just forgetting a password, but the whole thing is locked.
Right. Well, we need to be clear about the difference between the MyPass account, which is for their portal, and the Active Directory, or AD account, which is usually for, you know, on-premise systems.
So two different keys for two different doors, basically.
Exactly. And the help desk client lets agents unlock either one, depending on where the problem is.
Okay, that's good to know. So far, the help desk client sounds pretty useful for all those common support issues. But now I'm curious about this other solution, IVM. How is that different?
That's where things get a little more interesting. While the help desk client is great for everyday tasks, IVM really focuses on automation and security, especially for preventing those tricky social engineering attacks.
Ooh, social engineering? That sounds scary.
It can be. We'll definitely dive deeper into IVM in the next part.
I can't wait.
Welcome back. So before the break, we were talking about the help desk client. MyPass's tool for, you know, like those everyday support tasks.
Right, like password resets and unlocking accounts.
Yeah.
Seems super handy.
Yeah, it is. But now let's get into IVM, the Identity Verification Manager. Remember I mentioned it helps prevent those social engineering attacks.
Yeah, you did. And I gotta say, that whole idea of social engineering kind of freaks me out.
Oh, it can be pretty scary. Imagine this. A hacker calls your help desk, pretending to be a real user. They might even use all the right lingo, drop some names, maybe even sound all panicked, you know, try to pressure the agent into giving them access they shouldn't have.
That's so sneaky. So IVM is like what? A shield against these scammers?
Exactly. It's designed to make the verification process way more secure. Super hard for imposters to get through.
Okay, so how does it actually work? Does it like ask tougher security questions or something?
It's more sophisticated than that. IVM uses this multi-layered approach. It looks at personal info, company details, and get this, contextual and dynamic info.
Contextual and dynamic info. What's that?
Well, I don't want to give away all the secrets, but it basically uses information that's always changing, you know, specific to what the user is doing at that moment.
Ah, so it's not just about what they know, but also who they are and what they're doing right then.
Right. Much harder to fake that. And on top of that, IVM also streamlines some of those actions that agents would normally have to do manually, like password resets. It can do those automatically following like pre-approved rules and stuff.
Right.
Frees up the agent to deal with other things.
So more secure and more efficient. I like it. But what about, like, accountability? Doesn't all this automation make it risky? Someone could misuse it, right?
Yeah, that's a valid concern, which is why IVM has this whole thing built in for manager approval.
Ah, okay. So a real person still has to sign off on the important stuff.
Absolutely. Especially for, like, resetting a high-level account or something like that. Definitely needs a manager's approval.
Okay, that makes me feel better. So IVM is kind of like a super secure, super efficient help desk assistant, right? Always working behind the scenes.
You got it. Minimizing risk, but without, you know, sacrificing speed.
This is awesome. So we've got the help desk client, which is great for everyday stuff, and then IVM, the security powerhouse for high stakes situations. But I'm sure some people listening are wondering, like, when would you actually use one versus the other?
That's a great question. It really depends on what the organization needs, you know, and the specific situation they're dealing with.
Okay, so let's break that down a little. When would you use the help desk client?
I'd say it's perfect for when speed and efficiency are key.
Yeah.
You know, those common low-risk tasks that agents get all the time.
Yeah.
Password resets, unlocking accounts, grabbing basic user info, things like that.
Got it. So it's like your go-to toolbox for those everyday fixes.
Yeah, exactly.
And when would you bring in the big guns, the IVM?
IVM is for when you absolutely can't risk anyone impersonating a user.
Okay.
Like if you're dealing with financial data, high privilege accounts, anything that could really hurt the organization if it got into the wrong hands.
Makes sense. So you choose the tool based on the level of risk, but you said both tools are available to my past customers, right?
Yeah.
Could a company use both?
Absolutely. That's actually often the best way to do it.
Okay.
Use the help desk client for day-to-day stuff and then IVM for those really high security situations where you need that extra layer of protection.
Best of both worlds. You get the speed and efficiency of help desk client and the security of IVM when you really need it.
Exactly. Plus, both tools work really well with MyPass's other solutions. It all just fits together.
Sounds like MyPass really thought of everything. But before we wrap up, I have one more question. We talked about how IVM helps stop social engineering attacks.
Yeah.
But those attacks are always changing, right? So how do you stay ahead of the curve? How do you keep up with those crafty hackers?
That's the million-dollar question, and it's exactly what we're going to dig into in the last part of our deep dive.
Oh, a cliffhanger. All right, everyone, we'll be right back to talk about staying ahead of those social engineering tricks. Don't go anywhere.
And we're back. We've been talking about MyPass's help desk client and IVM, all about making the help desk process smoother and more secure.
Right.
But as we were saying, those social engineering attacks, they're getting trickier all the time.
Oh, for sure. It's like they're constantly changing their tactics, adapting to find new weaknesses.
Exactly. So how do you even keep up? How do you make sure your defenses are just as adaptable as the attackers? Well, it all starts with awareness. Got to make sure your help desk agents are up to date on the latest social engineering tricks. It's not enough to just know about the old classics anymore.
Right. So staying ahead of the trends, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. The bad guys are always coming up with new stuff, so the good guys got to keep learning, too.
Okay, that makes sense. But being aware, is that really enough? I mean, even if you're super careful, someone can still fool you with a good enough story, right?
Absolutely. You can't just rely on one thing. You need multiple layers of security. Instead of just a password or security question, you got to have a bunch of checks in place.
So like building a fortress with multiple walls and guards and all that.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. Multi-factor authentication is a good example. You know, adding that extra step, like a code sent to your phone, that makes it way harder for someone to get in, even if they steal your password.
Right. Makes sense. We talked about biometrics earlier too, like fingerprints and face scans. Could those help against social engineering?
Definitely. Biometrics add another level of certainty. It's hard to fake those unique biological markers.
Okay, so make it as hard as possible for the imposter to get through, even if they have some info about the user.
Right. And don't forget about good old-fashioned callback procedures.
Like actually calling the user back at a number you know is theirs.
Exactly. Sounds simple, but it works. If someone's spoofing a number, they can't control where that callback goes.
Clever. Okay, so multiple ways to verify. Got it. What else can organizations do?
Well, they should also think about setting up systems for data analysis and monitoring.
You mean not just stopping attacks, but also looking for suspicious activity that might have already slipped through?
Exactly. If you analyze things like help desk logs, user activity patterns, you can spot those red flags.
Okay, so like if someone's trying to log in from a weird location or reset their password a bunch of times, That's a sign something's up.
Exactly. Those are the clues that can tip you off. Maybe there's a social engineering attack happening right now.
So you got to be proactive with training and security measures, but also reactive with monitoring and analysis.
Yeah, you need both. It's all about staying vigilant, adapting to the new threats, and, you know, always being ready to learn.
Makes sense. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of help desk security. We've covered a lot.
We have.
From the tools themselves to those sneaky social engineering tactics and how to stop them.
Hopefully everyone listening found it helpful, and maybe they're thinking a little differently about how important it is to keep their help desk secure.
I hope so, too. And listeners, we want to hear from you. Have you ever come across a really clever social engineering attempt? What are you doing to protect your organization? Share your stories with us. You can find us on our website or on social media.
Yeah, let's keep talking about this. Sharing what we know is one of the best ways to stay ahead of these threats.
Well said. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe.